This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The U.S. House of Representatives made history by formally charging U.S. President Donald Trump with high crimes and misdemeanors. AP Sagar Magani reports.
First on abuse of power.
Article 2 is adopted.
And then obstructing Congress. Donald Trump becoming just the third president impeached in American history, with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying Democrats had no choice.
To protect and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Arguing the president broke his oath by enlisting foreign election interference and then stonewalling Congress's investigation. He's sending blame the other way.
Crazy Nancy Pelosi's House Democrats have branded themselves with an eternal mark of shame.
Insisting there's no crime. The president says he's confident the GOP-led Senate will do the right thing and acquit him, though Pelosi's leaving some doubt about the next steps. Sagar Magani, Washington.
On Thursday, Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell lashed out at the impeachment inquiry.
The most rushed, least thorough, and most unfair impeachment inquiry in modern history.
President Trump is also getting support from Russian President Vladimir Putin. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
At his annual news conference in Moscow, the Russian leader said that the move is a continuation of the Democrats' fight against Trump. He likened Trump's impeachment to the earlier U.S. probe into collusion with Russia, which Putin downplayed as being groundless. Putin noted that the impeachment motion is yet to pass the Senate, where the Republicans have a majority. He added that they'll be unlikely to remove a representative of their own party from office on what he describes as an absolutely far-fetched reason. I'm Karen Chamas.
For more on the impeachment of President Donald Trump and what comes next, please go to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. China's vice foreign minister met U.S. Special Envoy for North Korea, Stephen Biegun, in Beijing on Thursday. The two exchanged views on promoting the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Biegun arrived in Beijing after holding talks with officials in South Korea and Japan this week. Local officials in Myanmar say three small explosions went off in a town in the southern part of the country. The blast occurred just before leader Aung San Suu Kyi landed there in a rare visit to the conflict-ridden region. Suu Kyi was there opening a new solar power plant. Australia's most populous state declared its second emergency in as many months on Thursday, as extreme heat and strong winds stoked scores of uncontrolled bushfires. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
Australia's raging bushfires have sparked a state of emergency in New South Wales on Thursday. That's where major city Sydney is located. Extreme heat and hard winds have fanned massive flames there. A state of emergency gives firefighters broad powers. They can now force evacuations, close roads, and shut down power or water. This is the same week the Australian continent logged its hottest day on record. A nationwide heat wave is forecast to top a blistering 40 degrees Celsius.
That is Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. Pakistan says rival India has deployed, among other escalatory steps, medium-range missiles in the disputed Kashmir region, allegedly to stage a cross-border military attack and harm regional peace. Pakistan's foreign minister says he has written to the United Nations Security Council to share Islamabad's concerns about what it perceives as the threat New Delhi poses to regional security. A Philippine court on Thursday found members of a prominent political clan guilty of carrying out a 2009 massacre that left 57 people dead, including 32 media workers. The Manila court sentenced Andal Ampichuan Jr. and several other family members to life in prison. The mythical African kingdom of Wakanda from the Black Panther comic and movie series was removed from an online trading list with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Reuters' Tom Scally reports.
The kingdom of Wakanda has been stripped of its free trade agreement with the U.S., which is odd, as it's a fictional country. The homeland of the superhero Black Panther has been removed from the website of the United States Department of Agriculture after being listed among nations having free trade deals with the U.S. There was no immediate response from the department for comment, but a spokesman reportedly told the Washington Post that it was a mistake made during testing.
That is Reuters' Tom Scally. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.